Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program, the live Sunday edition. That's where we are right now. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you have me, Ian.
And Chris, not Cantwell.
Hey, Chris, good to have you on for a second show. It's actually the first show we've done together.
That's correct.
And you were on previously, I think, when Mark and I were out of town.
Yep.
Is that right?
Daryl and Danica.
Sounded like you had a good time. So
yeah, I had fun.
Figured I'd have you back in here. You just got back from, I don't know how much we can say, but picking someone you care about up at the airport. And you've got an interesting story to tell about illegal air travel here in a little bit.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. And we can talk in general, but our family's in Pennsylvania, and my girlfriend had to go down there for a bit of a family emergency. Her father's been ill. And it was kind of spur of the moment. So we were looking at airfare out of Boston or Manchester, or looking at Amtrak, or does she drive, or what do we do? And some family of ours in Pennsylvania said, well, why don't we just call Captain Jack? I'm like, Captain Jack. Well, that sounds
not
intriguing.
His real name.
Not his real name. So basically, this guy is a pilot. He loves to fly. He has invested a lot of money into his aircraft. He owns it with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, basically, if you help pay for gas, he'll come pick you up and fly you where you want to go. And some friends of ours have used him to go on family vacations and stuff like that.
Mm.
The kicker in this whole thing is according to the FAA, this is all illegal.
Wow.
Yeah. Unless you are a commercial pilot or a authorized air carrier, you cannot do this stuff. They have some regulations out there that say that under very narrow circumstances that you can share the cost of gasoline and, you know, jet fuel or whatever it happens to be, and oil and maintenance. But if you make a habit out of this, then somebody's probably going to be looking at you more carefully.
Because he would essentially be competing with the major air carriers, and they don't want that to happen, right? I mean, that's where this comes from. It's protectionism.
Of course. I think the air carriers spend enough money in lobbying that they feel that they should not have any competition from private sector. So this, to me, is really kind of an Uber or a Lyft sort of thing.
Right.
People looking at a very convenient way to travel short distances, and say up to 500 miles. We looked at this, you know, there was a premium that we paid to do this, but if I figure in the cost of gasoline and the cost of my time to go somewhere like Boston or Manchester.
Right, here from Keene, New Hampshire, it's 2 hours to Boston, it's an hour and a half to Manchester. I mean, you're looking at a 3 or 4 hour drive time just to get to and from the airport. And if you, you know, if you're billing it 50 or 60 or 100 bucks an hour or whatever for professional services, then
there's
a lot of hours that you're losing.
Yeah, and you're going to have parking once you get there, and cuz you know you just can't pull up to the curb and leave your car like you used to.
Now I've heard that these private jet flights are $4,000. You told me yours was more in the range of $400 or something.
Absolutely. And there are some things in that space but they are run as a real carrier. They have subcontracted out under their, you know, official license to do these sorts of things. But there's a couple websites that have popped up in the last couple of years that have been shot down. One of them is called Air Pooler. And Air Pooler was set up to say, okay, if a pilot's going from Sacramento to Reno anyway, why can't he advertise?
Someone.
Yeah, I've got a couple extra people. You help me pay for the gas along with, you know, along the lines of what the FAA says I can do, and everything's good. But when they went to the FAA and said, here's our website, here's our business plan, we've got a guy who's a former deputy chief of the FAA's regulation division, and he says it's okay. What do you guys think? They're like, oh, no, we can't do this. And I'm telling you, I can't stress how convenient it was to fly from Keene to central Pennsylvania.
To right where you needed to go in Pennsylvania, right? Like point one to point two, you didn't have to
5 minutes away on either side. Yeah. It was just
insane. Incredible.
Yeah, and, you know, they encountered some weather on the way down, and he did, like every private plane does, adjusted his altitude and went around it, and no problem. And here's one of the crazy things I thought. You know, we go up to the Keene Airport, and we go to General Aviation, and it's a building, and the front doors were open because it was a nice day. We walk in. I realize that the back doors are also open because it's a nice day, and there's the airplane.
Come through, yeah.
So literally, we walked through the building, not through any metal detectors, not by
any... No TSA.
No TSA, nothing like that. I got up there, and I said, you know, I did put my handgun in the car before I came out here, and he said, why? you're allowed to do that.
It's not federal property. It's the Keene Airport is run by the city, right? It's not.
I suppose now he might not have been completely knowledgeable about that aspect of it, but bringing a privately owned handgun onto a privately owned plane,
legal.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay,
kind of like getting in your car, and evidently that was no big deal. So yeah, I was just really jazzed by the whole thing, and while it was not. It wasn't cost prohibitive, but it wasn't the cheapest solution.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, he wasn't coming to Keene before this.
Right, right.
So he made a special trip up here, and the fact that it was a few hundred bucks for a one-way ticket on a private jet seems...
Not jet. This was a prop plane.
Private plane.
Yeah.
Okay. You had told me it is had six seats, so that sounds a little larger than a...
It was a big private plane.
Interesting.
So single engine still.
Okay.
But guys, you know, they like to do this with their little Cessna 182s, which is... tiny, but if it would have been two of us going down there, suddenly it would have been less expensive.
Because same amount of gas,
exactly.
Same amount of maintenance.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and it was just nice not to have anybody go through my carry-on or
you know, it's interesting, Chris, that this shows, maybe the listeners who hadn't picked up on this, that obviously some terrorist could do this, right? Like if some terrorist wanted to get on a private plane and carry a bomb somewhere, they could totally do that. So the fact that you can do this, now you're saying that what he did wasn't strictly legal, but at the same time, there really was no way to catch him at it, right? Like he's just coming into a private airport, he's leaving a private airport, and somebody's going with him, right?
Yeah.
The only way you would know, or that the authorities would know about this, is if they were conducting some sort of a sting operation on these kind of air pooling operations, and that seems fairly unlikely that would be going on, because it's like those underground kitchens where they have the meals that people will go and attend. There's some fancy chef who cooks in his own kitchen and cooks for people. It's word of mouth that gets people in there, so generally, you know, hopefully you would not be spreading word of mouth amongst federal agents.
We hope
for
not.
Instance. So it would seem to be that you could operate in this way relatively safely. And so, therefore, you know, how hard would it be for some terrorist group to have their own private plane flying them around? It just goes to show that the whole security apparatus is nothing more than a show. It's nothing more than what they've called security theater. I mean, we've seen this in another way where the red team, as they call it, within the TSA tests themselves, and the most recent test results was like they missed 90 to 100% of the bomb parts and the guns and things like that that they were smuggling in. So you got that kind of an example of how this is security theater. It's just for show. It's just to make people think that they're safe when they're on these airplanes. But really, if the idea is to stop bad terrorist-type folks from flying, they haven't done that.
No, and they never will, because these planes, you know, when you talk about a small, say, 2 to 6 seat aircraft, propeller-driven, that can take off just as easily in a field, which is, of course, what drug runners used to do in Florida.
Sure,
and
get an airstrip.
Right.
Private airstrip. And then the only way that somebody would know they were there is if they saw them on radar before they landed or something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. But with General Aviation, you know, they do file a flight plan and they let everybody know. They certainly follow most of the rules. But nobody really asks, you know, how many people are flying with you on the way back or anything like that.
There's no one there to ask him that, apparently.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, there were a bunch of pilots sitting around the pilot's lounge BSing about how the weather is. That was it, which was really great. I looked at it, and I just thought, this is one of those areas that just needs to happen.
But it's illegal.
It
so
is.
So this air pooled site or air pooling, what's it called?
Airpooler.com. The site's still up, but I don't think.
And what is it, like a message that says, we're sorry, we can't provide this service?
Actually, it still looks like it's ready to go.
Interesting. Yeah. I'll have to take a look at that. That's fascinating stuff. There's more coming up here. Maybe you've got some experience in private flight and you want to add in your thoughts to the mix here. Obviously, this is yet another example of the security theater that exists here in the United States. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, plus the latest from Greece on the way. By the way, that Bitcoin price is over $300 per Bitcoin right now. It's very exciting. It's Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet by calling now 1-800-496-5920. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-5920. That's 1-800-496-5920. 1-800-496-5920.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
We're back with more Free Talk Live, and we're talking about something that apparently the FAA considers to be illegal. But Chris, who's here with us in the studio tonight, says that it's awesome. So, of course, they're going to make it illegal.
Of course.
It's awesome. Talking about the idea of flying planes, flying in a plane with a pilot who's going somewhere already, like essentially the equivalent of an aircraft Uber or Lyft, one of these ride-sharing services for flying. And there's some news about apparently a lawsuit in this area. There's Airpooler, which you'd mentioned, Chris, previously, and then there's another company called Flyte Now, F-L-Y-T-E Now. And apparently Flyte Now is actually suing the FAA in this case. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments, plus the latest from Greece. And, of course, you can join us here toll-free and bring up whatever you'd like. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out that way. Maybe you think these ride-sharing services for airlines or for small planes and private jets and things like that, that you think these things should be illegal, that it's a danger to the country to have Chris's girlfriend fly down to Pennsylvania. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. And I did mention before we went to break there the price of Bitcoin. Wow, it has been an amazing month the last few weeks here for Bitcoin. The price has gone from as low as like 215, I think, within the last month. Now, it broke through 310 today.
Yep.
And it broke through 300 last night, I think it was. So it's... I mean, you never know when it's going to stop. It's probably going to go down at some point, but you never know what's going to happen with Bitcoin because, well, tomorrow is a new day, and there's all kinds of new things that develop in the Bitcoin universe. We just talked a few nights ago about Backpage.com, which is sort of like a Craigslist that has more adult-friendly listings. They're now taking only cryptocurrency for their adult section because Visa and MasterCard told them, yeah, we're not going to provide you with service anymore.
Nice.
So they said, well, we're going to keep operating, and went ahead and hooked up with cryptocurrency, including Bitcoin, which is awesome. So there's just new news that's exciting about Bitcoin every single day. So maybe you're ready to get some, or maybe you're ready to get some more. Go to expresscoin.com. It's the best choice for getting your cryptocurrency. That's Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. They're all available over at expresscoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. They can help you out, and you can get your cryptocurrency of choice with money order or check. And they are fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. Plus, they're a licensed money services business. You can do it from your smartphone. They've got an app, or just do it straight through their website at expresscoin.com. And don't forget to use coupon code FTL. You'll save up to $40 worth, or save on up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency, meaning that you will pay no fee, no transfer fee at all, when you change up to $40 into Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin. So go to expresscoin.com and don't forget coupon code FTL. When you go above $40, it's, I think, a 3% fee, which is very, very affordable. And so again, that's expresscoin.com with coupon code FTL. Since we were talking about the Airpooler and Flyte Now, I was just kind of poking around, Chris. This was the first I've heard about this, and I think it's a great idea. Apparently, Flyte Now still has a website, Airpooler still has a website. And I imagine they would both like to continue operating, but unfortunately the FAA has gotten in the way for the moment. The story here from dcinno.streetwise.co. Appeals court will decide if the FAA can ban Sky Ubers. Story says flight sharing platform developer Flyte Now is suing the FAA. This story, by the way, from January. This is the newest story I could find. If there's a newer development, please let me know on this. But it seems like right now they're waiting for the court to schedule a hearing. But flight sharing platform developer Flyte Now is suing the FAA over the agency's decision in August of 2014 to basically ban its business model. Flyte Now and its competitors like Airpooler provide a platform similar to Uber or Airbnb to let customers find private pilots with spare seats on their planes, paying part of the flight costs to get a ride. The FAA ruled that this counts as advertising and getting compensation, making it a commercial, not a private flight. Pilots need a different and much more difficult to get operating license for commercial flights, and Flyte Now contends that what it does is legal under rules that let passengers share expenses with private pilots. and has gone to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia to make its case. There's more to the story, but it seems like one of the obvious arguments here is this is good for the environment, right? Like,
yeah.
People have pointed out that private air travel is a fairly expensive thing, and, you know, gas is certainly not cheap.
Right.
It's not really very efficient to take one person from point A to point B when you could take five people from point A to point B. And so this just makes sense from an economics perspective. It makes sense from an environmental perspective. It makes sense from, you know, every possible perspective with the exception of, well, we need to protect the big airlines.
Exactly.
That's all this is about. It's about protecting Delta and whatever the other ones are. And they all gobbled each other up. So I don't even know who's left.
Right.
I know Southwest is still out there. I think Delta still exists. Didn't Delta gobble up United a few years ago or something like
They're always gobbling up somebody else.
Right. And so that's what you see in this business with this highly regulated airline industry, the big ones, the big airlines, is they're constantly buying out one another and consolidating the industry to just a few players. So, of course, the fewer providers there are for air flight services, the worse the choices will be. The service won't be as good because they won't be as open to competition as they have been in the past. If there are only three providers and there used to be 30, you know, you don't have as much choice in the marketplace anymore.
And this is going to hit. This hits every single level of transportation. And transportation, I think, is probably one of the hardest hit with regulation. You know, you can look at everything from a taxi cab all the way on up to a cruise ship. Every one of those has their own protectionist system in place that's going to keep all competition out.
The cabbies hate Uber and Lyft. I mean,
of course they do.
It's a level of competition they never thought they were going to experience. Uber and Lyft bring this innovative model into the marketplace, and they, because they're an internet-based company and they're doing something unique and it's outside of the current paradigm of government regulations, the laws that have actually been written, they're brilliantly outside of that paradigm. The government has been unable to really act quickly enough to try to regulate them. They are doing it in some areas, and they're cracking down. Like, for instance, there's a news story recently about Uber leaving Broward County, Florida, because it's just too oppressive there for them to operate. And so that is happening in some places, but in other places, Uber's just, you know, operating and everything's fine. Their customers are satisfied, and the cabbies are still out there too, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're still getting business.
Well, once I got down there, I traveled by train down there to meet her, so this literally was the weekend of planes, trains, and automobiles. We used every form of transportation we could.
I know you wanted to talk more about the Amtrak experience.
We'll get to that one, absolutely. But that was once I arrived in Harrisburg, you know, taking train, you don't really end up as close to where you're going as, say, if you had a private plane that flew you there. So
she had her
family pick her up, and it was very close. I had to get from Harrisburg to Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and that was a little bit more challenging.
Did you take a cab or?
Well, my choices were cab or Uber.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
Uber will go that kind of distance.
Absolutely, and it's about a half hour drive or something like that.
That's good to know. I didn't realize that. I mean, I guess it makes sense, right? Because when I think about Uber or Lyft, I think they only operate in a city, right? Like, it's only Austin and only in New York City and only in Philly or whatever. And so I guess if they're picking you up in the city they're operating, they'll still drive you to where you want to go.
Yep.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
All right, there's more on the way here about the lawsuit, too. I'm interested in learning more about that. FlightNow suing the FAA, basically saying what we're doing should be legal under your own regulations. More on the way, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and of course you can also join us on Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Chris.
We've been talking about traveling, and specifically flying to your destination on a flying sharing service, so sort of like a ride share for the skies. Unfortunately, the FAA has decided it's illegal to provide a service like this unless you've gotten some kind of commercial pilot's license. So if you are licensed to operate commercially, then you can charge, and then, of course, you have to jump through all kinds of ridiculous hoops and basically bend over for the state in a lot of ways. If you're just a private pilot with a private plane or jet or something, and you like to fly yourself somewhere, and then you bring a friend along who gives you money, then the FAA is saying that's a problem.
Yeah.
Even though
it's crazy. And it's even beyond that. Even if you are a commercial pilot, I think they get into a place where you have to be a registered air carrier.
What does that mean?
That basically means now I'm an airline. And if you can imagine all the regulation that must go with setting up a officially sanctioned airline, I can't even imagine.
I can't imagine that would even be within the range of affordability for somebody with just a private plane. You know, if you're going to be a registered air carrier, you likely have to, you know, throw a bunch of money at something, some sort of government application, right? Like I know that in the radio business, it costs thousands of dollars just to apply to get a license.
Right.
They don't even guarantee they'll give it to you.
Absolutely. And when you look at these pilots, I mean, and I've known a lot of them. I've done a little skydiving, and I'd like to go up in small planes if ever I get the opportunity to. These guys put in huge investments in their equipment. It's not like running out and buying a Kia. These guys, sure. You go to the low end, you know, you're spending $60,000, $70,000 for something, and you have enormous upkeep. You've got all the costs associated with keeping it in an airport and the maintenance and all the federal regulations that require your maintenance schedules and what you have to do to the aircraft, which you want to do. You want it to fly safely.
Yes, you would like to get where you want to go.
But these guys have huge investments. And the plane that this was, like I said, it was a six-seater. That's big for a small prop plane. Those, for a 1978 model ballpark, because I had to Google it and see how much these things cost, you can get into one of those for about $500,000. $500,000. Yeah. So typically it's a couple guys that have gone in, you know, they'll pool their money to get one of these
to share the plane.
Share the plane.
Just because they like to fly, right?
Yeah.
So in its ruling, the FAA upends over four decades of established legal precedent and common practice among private pilots, sharing expenses with passengers to make flights on small aircraft more accessible and cost effective, and creates a new regulatory regime which directly contradicts the current expense sharing rule. So FlightNow, which is one of the organizations that had formed to allow people to share private flights like this, they are suing the FAA because the FAA has essentially ruled that what they're doing is illegal, even though they're saying that it is legal because the FAA already has rules that allow passengers to share expenses with private pilots. So how is this any different, they're saying. Flight explained in a blog post, quote, under the FAA's new regulatory regime, however, a pilot's mere communication with potential passengers will be considered advertising indiscriminate air transportation services. So just to simply negotiate, just to simply say, oh, you need to leave from Keene, that's going to cost $500. That would be illegal, is what they're saying, even though...
Yes. You've crossed a line there. You've made yourself accessible to public who wants your services. We cannot allow that.
It's the same sharing economy battle over definitions that Uber, Lyft, Airbnb, and other startups have dealt with, but taken to another level both literally and figuratively. Federal regulators have a lot more control when it comes to air safety and regulation than any city does with regulating car or even hotel startups. The technical reasons the FAA has essentially banned flight sharing may not convince the court, which would put the FAA in a tricky position if it wants to stop FlightNow and its fellows. If what those companies offer is private, not commercial, then the FAA would need to develop a whole new policy to stop it, which I'm sure they're more than happy to do.
Oh, yeah.
If they're allowed to just simply create regulations, as many federal government agencies are allowed to do, then, yeah, they could just simply regulate this out of existence with new pages and pages of words.
Well, Ian, that's going to take a lot of money for them to enforce that, too. So we're going to be looking at some budgets going up over at the FAA if they have to contend with these private pilots.
Yeah, they'll need to create a new enforcement wing to go and try to entrap these guys into giving rides to people, which is what's happening in some markets with Uber and Lyft. They are sending undercover cops out there. And they are actually confiscating people's cars. I had a story, a headline from several weeks ago, that in New York City, they've seized nearly 500 Uber cars for what they call illegal pickups. So, you know, it's a risky area here that these guys are going into. And good for them for at least trying to sue the FAA. And it will be interesting to hear what the FAA's argument is exactly.
Yeah.
Because are they going to go in to the court and say, yes, we need to protect Delta? I mean, no, they're obviously not going to say that, right?
No, it'll be about protecting the public from these unlicensed carriers. And I look at this and
or from terrorism.
Absolutely, because the terrorists will use FlightNow. It drives me nuts, but I'm slightly encouraged by the fact that the success of Airbnb and success of Uber, it's just these sort of organic things that pop up that fill a niche in the marketplace. And I could easily see FlightNow or or air pooler, you know, have a rating system. How was the plane? Was the plane clean? Was the pilot polite? These are the things I would look for. When I fly commercially, it's a crapshoot. I mean that literally sometimes. It's you just never know what you're going to get. And
I tend to have a better experience on Southwest.
Yeah, me too.
You know, their crew seems to be genuinely cheerful on most of the Southwest flights I've been on. In fact, I don't remember the last time I went on a flight that was not Southwest was, I don't even remember what, maybe it was one of the big carriers. I just don't even remember which one it was, Northwest or something like that, or Northern something or other. Anyway, it was like night and day difference in how they treated passengers. There was like the woman that was the head stewardess was essentially barking orders at people, and I felt like I was on a Nazi airplane or something like that. They were so ridiculous in how they were treating people.
Fun little fact, Southwest, non-union.
Yeah.
And there's your difference. And if we get into more of my travel, I can talk about Amtrak union employees. It was insane.
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to hear about that. A little bit more about the suit against the FAA. The FAA has said it's concerned that pilots just getting started or who aren't very good will be using the service, leading to passengers getting hurt. It's one of the same arguments that vehicle regulators have made about ride-sharing car services, but it may not be enough to get the court to support its indirect ban of Flight Now and Air Pooler. Congressman Joe Kennedy and Todd Rodica, who's a Democrat and Republican, respectively, wrote to the FAA asking the agency to come up with regulations that will make it possible for flight-sharing startups to operate. In other words, this is far from over. The FAA has a lot on its plate right now, having been recently chastised for being late on coming up with rules for commercial drone use. The Flight Now lawsuit and related flight-sharing legalization efforts won't resolve anytime soon, and Flight Now, backed by the conservative Goldwater Institute in its lawsuit, is willing to pull out all the stops, claiming discrimination and going right to the Constitution for its defense. Quote, finally, the FAA's sweeping ruling violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Fifth Amendment by treating an occasional expense-sharing pilot the same as it treats commercial air carriers like American or Delta Airlines, they wrote at FlightNow's blog, continuing saying, sometimes the grossest discrimination can lie in treating things that are different as though they were exactly alike. In doing so, the ruling eliminates any meaningful distinction between private and commercial flight operations, and we're challenging the ruling on this ground as well.
I'm looking at another part of Flight Now's blog post, but they also say that the FAA is arguing that when we talked about sharing expenses, the expense sharing rule, we really meant family and acquaintances. So they're saying there's a real distinction between acquaintances, family, and people who don't know you.
Every person I meet is an acquaintance.
They certainly become one very quickly.
855-450-FREE. That is our toll-free number. Maybe you are on the side of the FAA and you think there needs to be a crackdown on these flights. I highly doubt you're out there. But if you are, you can call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Or you can bring up anything you want. Coming up, Chris's experience on Amtrak. That's always interesting. Government travel. We'll come back with it here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
You, me, and BTC is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
We're sitting down with Mr. Jason King. If you want to f*** with the government, eat homeless people, man.
Jeffrey Tucker, what's possible in the Bitcoin space? It sounds a little like science fiction, but if you wait enough time, it becomes a reality.
Angela Keaton from antiwar.com.
This is what the United States does. It involves killer robots. For Bitcoiners, this is a way to get around that.
Subscribe at youmeandbtc.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype in here. The username is lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request first. It will be approved once I notice it come in, and then after you're approved, you're good to go to call us on Skype from that point forward. In studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Chris.
We've been talking about travel, specifically air travel, to start with the illegal ride-sharing services. Flight Now is one of them, and Air Pooler is another. Flight Now is suing the FAA to attempt to overturn their decision that essentially flying and sharing a ride is an illegal thing, that it would be somebody operating a commercial air travel business, essentially, or a commercial air carrier, and so unless you are jumping through whatever the hoops are that you need to jump through to be considered a commercial air carrier, it would be illegal to share rides. The Flight Now group is saying that's not what the FAA's own rules say. The FAA, they say, in their rules, say it's completely legal for a pilot, a private pilot, to share his costs of a flight with people. And so it will be interesting to see how that pans out. The article I had was from January. Chris, you said there was a blog post on Flight Now's site from back in April.
Yep.
That they were still filing papers with the court, and there had yet to be a full-on hearing about this. So We don't know where it sits today, but presumably there would be some sort of news had there been any kind of decision rendered. So we'll keep our eyes on that if possible. But if you hear something first and you want to inform us, please do. Our toll-free number is 855-453. So you had some travel that you and your girlfriend engaged in recently, Chris.
Lots and lots of travel.
So she flew down to Pennsylvania. You then took a train,
yeah,
Amtrak, down to meet her and then ultimately drive back up in a rental car.
Yeah.
So tell me more about your Amtrak leg of your trip and what, if anything, interesting transpired.
Well, one thing I like about living in New Hampshire, one of the millions, or let's say 101 reasons I like to live in New Hampshire.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things
up
here.
Is the availability of train travel. I like the convenience of being close to a train station. It gives me that option versus air travel.
About a half hour away, right?
Or driving.
Something like that.
Well, for me, you know, where I live, mm-hmm. Bellows Falls is in Vermont, but that's very, very close. That's literally 15 minutes from my house.
Okay.
So I can hop on a train and I can be in New York, I can be in Washington, I could be anywhere in the country.
But you want to talk about lack of choice. I mean, there's no commercial carriers except for Amtrak, right?
True. I have my choice between types, but I don't have a choice when it comes to Amtrak. And Amtrak is one of our largest monopolies in this country. It goes back to 1970, and one of the biggest bailouts. We tend to think that bailouts are this thing that have just started to kind of happen, and for younger generations, they might think that the bank bailouts in 2008 were the first we'd ever seen, but that's not how it's been. Throughout the 20th century, government has stepped in and bailed out all sorts of different businesses.
Oh, yeah.
Train travel's no different. So there was the largest carrier of passengers back in the 1960s and 1970s was the Penn Central Railroad. It was the nation's largest railroad. It had 96,000 employees.
Wow.
Payroll of $20 million a week and all this good stuff. And, of course, they ran into dire straits. And because they were backed by a lot of very important creditors like Chase, Morgan Guaranty, First National Bank, Chemical Bank, these big names in banking back then, some are still around, the government decided to step in and, you know, we just can't, you're too big to fail. So we're going to make sure that, first of all, it played out just like this. All the creditors were taken care of, bondholders weren't. The way most things are set up, bondholders should be the first ones to get their money back.
Really?
But in this case, the big banks got their money first. And
not a surprise.
They took the whole thing over, and they basically said, well, we're going to nationalize all train travel in the United States, and Amtrak was born in 1971.
Sounds like something you'd see in Venezuela.
Absolutely.
I mean, they nationalize certain things all the time down there.
Yeah. And this, you know, if we look back at our history, we see it playing out time and time again. But this is just one of those cases. So while I have a choice of taking a plane or driving or taking a train, if I take a train, it's going to be with Amtrak in the United States.
That's it.
Yep, that's it. So the other thing that...
There's still freight carriers operating on trains, obviously, but as far as passengers...
Absolutely.
Go,
yeah.
It's only Amtrak, right?
It's only Amtrak. That's all you get. And even in...
I wonder if someone could even start another train company. Like, you know, what... Would it be legal for them to do that? Are the regulations even allowing somebody else to step in and try that? Not that it would be economically viable or anything like that.
Oh, I know, but if you were to go to, say, Union Pacific and say, you guys have all this track, and I'd like to put some passenger trains on there when you're not using them for freight,
mm-hmm.
could you make a little bit of money? I'm sure they would say, no. We don't want to pick that fight with the federal government because they protect themselves. I mean, that's why you can't have freight companies that pop up and use the same tracks and things like that. But, yeah, the Amtrak thing's just pretty much the epic disaster that you would expect. So,
well, yeah, I mean, every time I've ever looked at Amtrak, I've never really been blown away by anything that I've ever seen. I've never actually ridden on an Amtrak before.
Really?
But I have looked at the cost because I've, you know, needed to go to New York City a couple times here and there. And it's just, they're inconvenient. When they pick up, when the trains actually run, it's really super inconvenient. Like, unlike airlines, you at least get some choices with an airline. It's not great, but
right.
at least you can choose different time frames as far as when you arrive and when you get dropped off. But on Amtrak, you're at their mercy, basically. They'll schedule the trains whenever they darn well please, and you'll schedule your life around it if that's the way you want to go.
Yeah, and for me, Amtrak is... The lesser of three evils in this case. I didn't want to drive 8 hours by myself. I don't enjoy that. If I were to drive down to Manchester or do something like that or fly, it would be much more expensive, as we talked about with private planes. And right. I didn't want to go to all the expense of doing that. And frankly, I enjoy sitting on a train. It's nice.
You can get some work done, I guess, if the Wi-Fi is working.
They have Wi-Fi. It's generally pretty reliable, and it's just kind of relaxing to me. So occasionally I'll do that.
So how many times have you been on the Amtrak?
Probably two or three since I've been up here, okay. And a handful of times in the past. I'm not like an avid train guy or anything.
So what is it like? I mean, do you have to go through security? Because I've heard the security can stop the trains, you know, in the middle of, they stop you somewhere and they can get on and just start to harass people. What was it like?
Well, if you go to the website, like before I fly, you know, in the past, certainly after 9/11, I checked out all the new security regulations, and we know what airports are like. You walk in, and, you know, you're going to get the rubber glove if you give them any guff at all, and they're going to x-ray everything you have. Amtrak's website talks about it the same exact way. There are no weapons allowed on plane or on trains. You cannot carry this, you cannot carry that. And then you go to the train station, in this case, Bellows Falls, Vermont, and it looks like it was plucked out of about 1870. It's a beautiful old building, but there's no security there. You get on the train, there's no security there whatsoever. You've got conductors wearing conductor hats like they did, you know, 50, 60 years ago, and you've got a couple people tending the cafe bar, and there's absolutely zero security at all.
But I have heard that it can happen, right? Like where you go through a bigger city and TSA or whoever will get on and like bring a dog in. I mean, that can happen, right?
That's the potential. So,
but it hasn't happened to you?
Never happened to me. And I'm sort of a firearms guy. I like to you know, make sure I have some form of personal protection with me. And
aren't you an oath keeper?
Yes, I am. Yeah. I like to, you know, especially if I'm going to another state like Pennsylvania where, you know, I'm allowed to do that. I like to take a gun, but I can't do that because the station I'm leaving does not do check baggage. And the place I'm going to doesn't do check baggage. So it's only carry-on.
Which is against the rules.
Right. Can't do that.
Is it against the rules or illegal? Both, I would guess.
Probably right? Both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so relatively uneventful then? There was nothing, you know, really worth writing home about?
Well, let me tell you about my turkey wrap.
Tell me about that, yeah.
So we're on. I leave about noon. About 1 o'clock, I decide to head to the club car. I'm going to get something to eat. Mm-hmm. And the gentleman there who's maintaining the club car, union employee, everybody's union on Amtrak, he's leaning against the wall. He's kind of half reading a newspaper. I walk up and I say, "How you doing? I would like your turkey BLT wrap, please." And he looks at me just like you're looking at me. And I glance around sort of nervously because I'm not sure why he didn't respond in some way. And I say,
"Let me guess, he's on break.
I really like a turkey BLT wrap." He looked at me and said, "I heard you the first time."
Like, I want to hear the rest of the story. Really? Hang on. We'll come back with it. 855-450-FREE. What is this guy's excuse for behaving in this way towards a customer? 855-450-3733. Maybe you've got an Amtrak story you want to tell. You're welcome to join us here on the live Sunday edition. Or, of course, you can bring up anything you want. Still to come, Greece. What's going on over there? Because Bitcoin's going up. Must be good. Bad news in Greece. Bitcoin. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims.
When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.